We're speaking with NeoWave Institute's Glenn Neely, internationally regarded as an Elliott Wave innovator and creator of NeoWave technology. Welcome, Glenn.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Today we wanted to talk about a forecast that you made back in September 2004, and it was a multi-year forecast extending through mid-2012. And so here we are in November, and we're thinking this is a good time to revisit that forecast because I got to say it's pretty amazing. It's really panned out very accurately, and we will have a chart so the people who are listening to this interview can see the chart as well that we're going to be referring to. But I wanted to see if you would talk about that forecast you made for the S&P 500 back in September 2004, what the market was doing then, why you made that forecast, and was it similar to what other people were thinking at the time or different? If you could just kind of address some of those points for us.
Well, the first reason I wanted to cover this forecast is because it's coming to an end. I mean, the forecast was an eight-year forecast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, reaching the very final part of that time frame, at least on a long-term perspective, there's that final little wiggle on the chart that hasn't happened yet. But so we're reaching the end of it, and, you know, when you look at the orange line, which was the forecast, and you compare it to what actually happened, it's obviously extremely close. I mean, the market was a little less volatile during the rally up to the highs in 2007 and a little more volatile since. But overall, it's been very, very close to what was expected. This harkens back to the concept that we talked about earlier this year regarding periods of predictability, you know, specific predictability, general predictability, and unpredictability. We were just moving out of the period of highly predictable price action after Wave A finished in 2002, early 2003. And so we were moving into a general predictability phase of the market that allowed me to generally predict that the market would go sideways and up and that it would make an all-time new high again above the 2000 high to conclude the B wave, and that that B wave would take about 1.5 to 2 times and no more than 3 times longer than Wave A in time. So I gave a time projection based on various calculations. And then the C wave would then begin. It would be the biggest, fastest move that we've seen in years, and it turned out to even be bigger than what was predicted on this time frame. And so it was a very good time to make a general forecast, a general future market action and oscillation. And now that it's coming to an end, I thought it was a good time to review it. At the time, I'm pretty positive that no orthodox Elliott Wave analysts were expecting this particular scenario. Virtually all of them were extremely bearish, thinking that the high in 2000 was the end of the bull market and that the drop down for Wave A was Wave one of a massive ongoing bear market. But then, of course, that would not have allowed for a new high, which we did make. So the ABC scenario fits the reality, and pretty confident that this count is not only still on track, but that the fourth wave that's at the bottom right-hand corner of the chart is not going to end with that C wave, but that the C wave will be part of a larger pattern, which will involve a D wave and an E wave. So this is going to go on for another 5 to 10 years.
So let me clarify that. When you were talking about when you made the forecast in September 2004, did you say that most people were bearish at that time, thinking the market was going to continue to go down? And so your forecast was unusual in that you're looking at a bullish forecast for several years.
I don't remember what all market predictors were saying, but I know for sure the Elliott Wave camp, the orthodox Elliott Wave camp, was definitely bearish and thinking that the high in 2000 was the end of the mega long-term bull market and that we were in the beginning of the biggest bear market of all time, and that the drop to the lows in 2002 was wave one, and that the rally we were in through September was wave two. So they were never expecting to move back above the old highs, but I was saying shortly after early 2003 that the rally would go on for about 5 years and that we would exceed the high in 2000 during that 5 to 8 year rally that I was looking for. So as has been typical for many of the last 20, 25 years, you know, my perspective has been apart from the orthodox Elliott Wave camp, and generally speaking, mine tend to work out better than the orthodox approach.
And you're kind of the lone wolf, too. If you've got a lot of people in one camp saying one thing, and then here you are following NeoWave, not the traditional Elliott Wave, but NeoWave, saying something different, but it's interesting to visually see here on the chart how closely it did pan out.
Right. Yeah. It's you know, NeoWave is a much more complicated form of analysis than Orthodox LA-Wave. It has an incredible number of rules and criteria and relationships and timing parameters and things that you don't have with Orthodox LA-Wave. So it doesn't allow you to generally be as specific when you can be specific. And then the other side of the coin is, unfortunately, when NeoWave isn't clear, it's completely unclear, where I have no idea. So it runs both extremes, where Orthodox LA-Wave stays more in the middle, and it's sort of generally predictable, or at least it attempts to be generally predictable more of the time, but because of the fact it can't be, it tends to be wrong more often, too.
So when you made this forecast, we were in a period of general predictability, and you were able, using NeoWave, to predict forward for approximately 8 years. And so where are we now, if you could recap briefly, if we're in a period of unpredictability or predictability?
Well, the most extreme period of unpredictability began at the low in March of 2009 and continued through about March of 2010. And that period is now passed. And ever since then, my ability to predict markets has increased quite dramatically and should continue to be pretty good to really good for the next probably 1 to 2 years. And then after that, it may decline again. But we're past the midpoint of this 20-year correction. It happened around 2009, 2010. We're past that point, and from this point forward, predictability should be better, even though not great for the whole next 10 years. But it will be better than it was during the late 2008, early 2009, and late 2009 period.
So, Glenn, as this 8-year forecast plays out, we're at about 6.5 years into this forecast with about 1.5 years to go. Can you at least address what you think is going to be happening with the S&P through the end of 2010?
Well, behaviorally, if you look at the decline, this decline is an actual plot. The earlier part of the chart shows the bar chart because I couldn't get the actual sequencing of highs and lows in the order they occurred. But once the solid continuous blue line begins, that's the highs and lows on a yearly basis in sequential order. And you can tell that the drop in 2008 was quite vertical and violent, and it broke comfortably below the lows of 2002. And it was so violent, and the recovery has been slower and more choppy, that it's extremely suggestive that we're in either a contracting, it's called a contracting triangle, which would be a contracting phase for the next few years, probably into late 2012, early 2013, either we're in a flat pattern with the B-wave rally very, very soon to finish. So on a large scale, the next phase of the final phase of the bear market, which will conclude wave C, should begin sometime this year or early next, and that will bring us back down toward the lows of 2009. I don't know if it's going to break it, but it should get pretty close.
And as I understand it, you'll be presenting a forecast with some predictions for 2011 and beyond, so we can, at a later date, get in a lot more detail about how the remainder of this forecast will play out.
Right. Well, as this current rally comes to an end, which may happen in the next few weeks to a couple of months, the clarity should get really high, and I should be able to provide a much more specific roadmap going forward for how the S&P should unfold for the next few months to the next couple of years. And so I'm waiting for that to happen before we do that.
Mm-hmm. So, Glenn, do you have any trading advice for people who are in the market right now? And I'm talking about November 2010. So any trading advice for the immediate time frame, perhaps the next 4 to 6 weeks?
If you're long the market or being long the market, it's going to be increasingly more dangerous. And it'll be time to hedge or to exit the market for early 2011, for most of 2011 and 2012.
So hedge and be conservative.
Right. Either hedge long positions or get out, and don't look for bargain hunting or anything. This will be a time frame. Just pretty much stay out of the market for a while.
Hmm. Well, back to the S&P 500 forecast that you made back in September 2004 through mid-2012, do you have any final comments before we wrap up?
It would just be a psychological perspective. Because the odds are pretty good that we will not break the low of 2009, I think that the psychology could be worse in the environment. The fundamental, maybe international environment, could be a lot scarier the next time we approach those lows. But the price action probably will not break that low. I think we've reached the peak of financial panic at the lows in 2009, but we probably haven't reached the peak of psychological panic yet, and that's probably going to happen around late 2012.
Good perspective. Thank you so much for your time today, Glenn.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.